You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 03, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A recent shipwreck off the coast of Yemen has claimed the lives of at least 68 African migrants, with 74 others missing and presumed dead. The incident involved a vessel carrying 154 Ethiopian migrants that capsized in the Gulf of Aden off the southern Yemeni province of Abyan. The bodies of 54 individuals were found washed ashore in the Kanfar district, while 14 more were recovered and taken to a hospital morgue in Zanzibar, the provincial capital of Abyan. Only 12 people survived this event. This incident highlights the dangers faced by African migrants seeking a better life. Survivors often face severe human rights violations upon arrival in Yemen, including detention in inhumane conditions, exploitation, and forced transfers. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, and its partners provide life-saving assistance, protection services, and health services to migrants in Yemen, advocating for their rights. Yemen is a significant transit route for migrants from East Africa and the Horn of Africa seeking work in Gulf Arab countries, despite an ongoing civil war. The Gulf of Aden serves as a primary entry point for these migrants. Migrants undertake dangerous journeys across the Red Sea or Gulf of Aden in overcrowded boats, facilitated by smugglers. The ongoing civil war in Yemen exacerbates the dangers faced by migrants. They travel across conflict front lines and are exposed to human rights violations, injury, and the risk of being stranded in a war-torn country. The IOM reports that their teams regularly encounter migrants who have been injured in the conflict or become stranded during their journeys. Survivors of the journey to Yemen often find themselves trapped in dire situations. Smugglers play a dangerous and exploitative role in facilitating migration to Yemen. They make false promises and knowingly send migrants into perilous conditions, leading to tragic outcomes such as shipwrecks. Reports indicate that smugglers are becoming more reckless, sending boats into hazardous conditions to evade patrols. This increased recklessness is evidenced by their actions of knowingly sending boats into dangerous conditions despite clear weather warnings. In March, 2 migrants died and 186 others went missing after 4 boats capsized off Yemen and Djibouti. In April, over 180 migrants were feared dead after shipwrecks off Yemen's coast, with no bodies recovered from one incident involving 124 men and 57 women. These incidents highlight the severe dangers migrants face in their search for a better future. Migrants arriving in Yemen are primarily from the Horn of Africa, with many being Somali and Ethiopian. They undertake perilous journeys seeking work in Gulf countries, driven by the hope of a better future. The journey from Africa to Yemen via the Gulf of Aden was the world's busiest maritime migration route prior to COVID-19. Despite the ongoing civil war and inherent dangers, the allure of economic opportunity in Gulf countries remains a powerful motivator. The IOM's displacement tracking matrix collects information on the flow of migrants to Yemen, including their profiles, challenges, and intentions. This data helps understand the complex factors driving these desperate journeys and the hopes that propel individuals to risk everything. The number of migrants arriving in Yemen has decreased in 2024, likely due to increased patrolling of the waters. More than 60,000 migrants arrived in Yemen in 2024, a decrease from 97,200 arrivals in 2023. While this decrease might suggest a reduction in overall risk, it indicates a shift in smuggler tactics. Migrants arriving at migrant response points in Yemen report that smugglers are becoming more reckless, knowingly sending boats into dangerous conditions to avoid patrols. Even with fewer overall crossings, each journey carries a heightened risk of tragedy. The decrease in arrivals does not necessarily translate to increased safety for those attempting the crossing. Instead, it underscores the desperate measures taken by both migrants and smugglers in a dangerous environment. While specific details on rescue operations for individual shipwrecks are often limited, the IOM and its partners provide crucial support to migrants in Yemen. They operate across the region to support these migrants and provide life-saving assistance to those abused or stranded along the route. This assistance includes specialized protection services, life-saving health services, and aid to meet basic needs. The IOM is deeply concerned about the safety and well-being of people moving through Yemen. Copyright African Elements.